This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. In his final State of the Union address, President Obama last night took issue with those who say America is getting weaker and its enemies getting stronger.
Let me tell you something. The United States of America is the most powerful nation on earth, period.
In the GOP response, South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley said that President Obama's record falls short of his goals and rhetoric.
We're feeling a crushing national debt, a health care plan that has made insurance less affordable and doctors less available, and chaotic unrest in many of our cities.
In an apparent jab at comments from GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump, Haley said the U.S. should continue admitting what she described as properly vetted legal immigrants, quote, regardless of their race or religion. Meanwhile, America is in critical condition, according to the assessment from the Reverend Franklin Graham.
Our country is in trouble. We're in spiritual trouble.
Graham made his comments yesterday before the president's speech. The son of evangelist Billy Graham expected to deliver a similar message today in front of Louisiana's capital hours before President Obama is set to arrive. The Family Research Council says it's time for spiritual and moral renewal after 7 years under President Obama.
In a statement issued after the State of the Union address, Tony Perkins of the Family Research Council said President Obama has departed from the values that made America a great nation. Perkins said marriage, religious liberty, human sexuality, the church, race relations, and our core beliefs have all been frayed by the words and deeds of this administration.
As White House correspondent Greg Clarkson, the U.S. military says there's no indication that any of the 10 sailors detained by Iran were harmed during their captivity. The 10 are now back in U.S. care. Iranian state media says investigations determined that mechanical trouble caused their boats to drift into Iranian territorial waters. At Wall Street right now, Dow futures up 94 points. More on these stories from townhall.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had numerous credit cards, and I was struggling with paying them off, so I made the call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
The people at Trinity are very friendly. They will do whatever you need them to do in order for you to feel better about being in a very difficult place.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
You don't have to be a retail giant or government agency to be the victim of a costly data breach. If you run a website and collect customer data, your small to mid-sized business is just as likely to be targeted by hackers. The Barracuda Web Application Firewall provides cost-effective instant security against automated and targeted attacks, making this WAF a must-have for your SMB. Reclaim your network. Try a Barracuda Web App Firewall risk-free at barracuda.com/WAF.
World football's governing body, FIFA, has dismissed Secretary Jerome Valcke.
Mr. Valcke is facing a 9-year ban from football for alleged breaches of FIFA's code of ethics. The BBC understands he's under investigation for, amongst other things, misuse of personal expenses and the private jet FIFA often hire. However, other factors are thought to be involved in today's decision. Mr. Valcke was accused last year of being party to an alleged £7 million bribe paid to a former FIFA official, an allegation he has always denied.
That is the BBC's Richard Conway reporting. NFL owners voted to allow the St. Louis Rams to move to a new stadium just outside of Los Angeles yesterday. The move ends the NFL's 21-year absence from the nation's second-largest media market. No NFL franchise has moved since the Houston Oilers went to Tennessee back in 1997. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew. On the campaign trail yesterday, GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump sounded an optimistic tone about his chances in the Iowa caucuses as he campaigned in Cedar Falls.
It's a special place. I love Iowa. We're going to do so great. We're going to win, and we're going to start winning. We're going to win so much that you people are going to get sick and tired of winning.
Well, a new survey of likely voters suggests that some Democrats might vote for Trump if he wins the GOP nomination. The survey by the Washington-based Mercury Analytics organization is a combination online questionnaire and a dial test of Trump's first big campaign ad among 916 self-proclaimed likely voters. Oil prices continued to take a pounding yesterday in international trading, down almost a dollar a barrel off 96 cents at $30.45 in international trading on the New York Mercantile Exchange. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Well, hello, America. It's Bill Martinez coming at you 6 minutes after the top of the hour. And it is time for the one and only John Whitehead. We're bringing him back because we want to take a look at the Rutherford Institute and all the great victories that they accomplished in 2015. John, of course, constitutional attorney, author of John W. Whitehead, and founder and president of the Rutherford Institute, of course, author of his latest book, Battlefield America, The War on the American People. You know, we've got to be safeguarders of our own freedoms. If not, then we lose them. And that's been what's been going on. It's been a slow creep. So, you know, the time of keeping your head in the sand, ladies and gentlemen, that time's passed. You know, we got to get our head out of the sand and wake up and smell the coffee and see what's happening to our freedoms here in this country. John Whitehead, it's always good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Hey, thank you, sir. Busy as ever.
This is a great time. I mean, you know, stop. I mean, you look back in the rearview mirror. Are you amazed? I mean, here we are. You know, John, we've talked many times during the year and have documented the success of the Rutherford Institute, which is a team effort. I mean, you've got a lot of people working and we the people as well coming alongside the efforts of what you've been able to accomplish.
Well, we're doing the best we can because, you know, we're a nonprofit. I raise money to handle cases across the country from getting Brandon Robb, the Marine, out of the mental hospital because he posted anti-Obama Facebook post saying Obama should be arrested, to the little kid who went down to the playground a mile away on his bicycle. His mother was arrested for a felony because she let him play on the playground. We're winning those kind of cases, but as I look out there on the general society, I'm really concerned, and more than concerned. Constitutional lawyers I worked with on the left wing, right wing, libertarians, they all agree with me that the Constitution is basically, to put it bluntly, being flushed down the toilet. Yesterday, by the way, was Bill of Rights Day. It was the anniversary of our Bill of Rights, December 15th. I went to a ceremony. We read the Bill of Rights, and I told the people we need to get active. We got to stop reading them and doing them because today people are getting arrested for speaking out on free speech. 80,000 SWAT team raids going through people's doors. People are getting shot in the middle of the night. Dogs, kids. Anna Jones in Detroit getting shot on her own couch. The police are in the wrong apartment. To all the snooping, the Department of Homeland Security has been caught now in the last week. They have airplanes now. They fly over your city and download all your phone calls. So people were worried about the NSA. You have the Department of Homeland Security doing that now. So there's nothing... Whatever you say. If you're joking, I had a friend who told a joke, a talk show host, about Hillary Clinton. He said Hillary Clinton should be rounded up and executed for treason for the Benghazi affair. That night, he went home and the FBI was waiting on him. They were listening to his program. So you're being watched. If you step out of line, you say something silly, you'll get in a lot of trouble. And the government, listen, for 40 years I've been suing the government in Washington, D.C. It is the most corrupt institution. How many people realize Obama is getting ready to go on a vacation, Christmas vacation, that may cost the taxpayers between $27 and $33 million?
That's disgusting.
Listen, you and I, Bill, work hard every day. We can't I can't afford to go on a Christmas vacation that costs $2,000.
Right, right. So, well, so, and with him, too, it's not just him. You got the contingent. You got the whole posse going along with him.
Oh, yeah,
so.
The whole posse. He has to go to Hawaii or wherever he's going. But, you know, there are 130 lobbyists per senator now. I worked on and off in Capitol Hill and have friends who work there. They tell me it's worse than people think. Your congressmen, by the way, are not working full-time jobs about half the time. The other half, they're raising money for the next campaign or getting jobs on Wall Street. Mm-hmm. Princeton University in 2014 published that study where they studied all laws, bills, resolutions passed in Congress over 20 years, the federal government, and they came to the conclusion that the American voter virtually has no impact. And they said, we live in an oligarchy run by people with money. And I mean, it's a secret government that's building bunkers all around the country. I've written on that. People go to our website at Rutherford.org. Mm-hmm. It's called the Deep State, but there's 50 underground bunkers across the United States where if there's a catastrophe, all the elite will escape to. But I didn't know about it till the Washington Post leaked it not too long ago. They were doing these things. So I don't see our government really caring about us like they should. They don't seem to be caring what's going to happen to me and you.
Well, that's it's really obvious. You look at the empirical evidence, John. Look what's happening with our indebtedness, the way the our indebtedness continues to climb. You know, we're at 18.8, looking 18.9, 19 trillion real quick. What's happening, you know, in homeland defense, our national security, which is supposed to be the most important thing that our president, is supposed to be vigilant over, and all these things just to seem to be falling for the wayside. But, you know, they're not worried because they've got bunkers and we don't, right?
They got bunkers, they got money. Listen, the intelligence industry, the National Security Agency, FBI, CIA, all the phone calls they download, our emails, it's $100 billion a year industry. And they can't stop two so-called terrorists in San Bernardino, California, even though they vetted them. I mean, William Binney, who is one of the highest ever whistleblowers who helped the NSA do all their bulk data collection, he's come out against them, but he says, hey, if you just cut all the snooping and make the police do their work and follow up on leads. In fact, I've had NSA agents tell me, former NSA agents, that, John, we're too busy watching people like you and your next-door neighbor. We're not following up on leads anymore. We don't take anything serious. So it's going to continue, folks, and you have people surging over the borders. The country, in my opinion, is entering a nervous breakdown, and it could be pretty nasty.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's the thing. I'm with you on that, John. In fact, we were just talking about that the other night, is that, you know, for us, look, we've lived a good portion of our lives, but what are our kids and our grandkids left with here?
Not a lot when they go to school and they're indoctrinated. They don't know the Bill of Rights. Your average kid can't tell you what's in the First Amendment. I looked at a test in 1890, which kids had to take before they graduated from grade school. They had to know all their local representatives, who were on the city council, what their names were, what their functions were. Listen, kids cannot today. I think it's like 30% of kids graduating from high school can tell you the three branches of government. They can't tell you that. They're not teaching that. So what are they teaching them? We don't know.
Yeah, well, they're indoctrinating them.
They're being indoctrinated. If they make a mistake or one kid does get a little feisty and ask questions, they have zero tolerance policy. We handle those cases. We had the case of the kid who went to the playground, went to the teacher's desk. He was a fourth grader, 10 years old, and asked for a piece of paper on his way back. His best friend in class did an imaginary gun. Did not make a noise, just did pow with his mouth. Our friend did a bow and arrow. He'd seen the movie Brave. He was jerked from class, sided with a weapons violation. We had to threaten a lawsuit to get his record cleaned up of a weapons violation. Imaginary bow and arrow.
Wow. Wow. He's using an air bow and arrow. and he's arrested. I mean, this is how ridiculous it's Yeah, exactly. And how long is that going to follow him? You know, the rest of his
educational career.
A lot
of kids don't get that cleaned off. They do have a weapons record, yes.
Unbelievable. We're visiting with John Whitehead, the author of the book Battlefield America. You know, America, it's right here. I mean, we're seeing this craziness. It is an upside-down world, as John has explained to us. You know, it may not, you know, these specific instances may not have happened in your zip code, but the fact of the matter is they're happening in our country, and they could very likely happen in, you know, come to your zip code and to your home next. We've got more from John right after this. Stay with us, America. This is Bill Martinez.
How important is it for you to take your medications at the right time of day? Very important, according to today's AARP health tip. More after this.
Looking to save money on Medicare Part D? Switch your prescriptions to Walgreens. With copays as low as $1, you could be looking at some real savings. And now you can preview the cost of your scripts before you fill with Walgreens' new Medicare prescription copay quote. And that's kind of a big deal. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Quote subject to change and available only for select Part D plans. $1 copay applies to Tier 1 generics.
Some drugs are best used in the morning. Others should be taken in the evening or right before going to bed. There's a science to timing drugs to achieve the greatest benefit with the lowest risk of unpleasant side effects. It's called drug chronotherapy. So never change the timing of your drugs without first discussing it with your doctor or pharmacist. For more, go to AARP.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowitz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
I don't need my name in life. I'm famous in my
live.
We're coming at you, America, every day, Monday through Friday, from 9 to 11 Eastern on this, the SDG Radio Network. It's just about 20 minutes after the top of the hour. Our conversation with John Whitehead continues. The Rutherford Institute hones in on the gravest threats to our civil liberties and human rights. They're determined to highlight news, reports, and investigative stories that shine a light on the most serious threats to the Constitution and our freedoms. John, I just cannot thank you enough for the Rutherford Institute, your vision that you have, how you continue to fight the good fight. And I want to give you an opportunity as we wrap up this year to encourage our listeners to support, you know, your good work. And, you know, some of our listeners, they're going to need some end-of-year deductions. So why not spread the love and invest it in the Rutherford Institute for a good cause, because they're doing everything they can to support our constitutional rights and our freedoms. How can they help out here, John?
They can go to our website at Rutherford.org. That's Rutherford.org. You can donate. We also give away a pocket constitution and a pocket bill of rights that you can put in your billfold. Actually, it's just a little thing you fold, and it's got the ten amendments. We had a fellow who was in front of an abortion clinic not too long ago, and the police arrived and asked him why he was there and what authority he had to stand on the sidewalk. He was to the left side of the clinic. He pulled out our Bill of Rights pamphlet, read the First Amendment, and two policemen went, "Oh, okay," and they got in the car and drove off. So it does
amazing
work. But knowing your rights, yes, I'm telling people, start learning your rights. And by the way, you can teach your kid. I've been on radio talk shows, and people have called in and said, "I'm using your Bill of Rights pamphlet. My kids are learning the Bill of Rights at home." So teach your kids at home. Get them active.
Yeah, this is a great way to start a conversation. Sometimes, you know, parents say, "Well, I don't know what to say to my children, how to open up a conversation." How about the founding of our country and the Bill of Rights? You know, we can have that conversation. There's nothing wrong with that. It makes for a good conversation around the dinner table, especially during the holidays here, too. Right, John?
Holidays and a Declaration. A lot of kids are not even reading the Declaration of Independence. They're not learning much about the so-called founding fathers, which now, by the way, a lot of people are disdainful of, Thomas Jefferson, people like that who said we had God-given rights. By the way, that's another thing I say. The government doesn't give us these rights. The Bill of Rights is just a declaration of the government. Hey, these are the things that we have, buddy. Back off. And if you read the Declaration of Independence, clearly Jefferson was saying that our rights come from God, and the government's there to supposedly protect them. But when the things I'm seeing from all the police have stingray devices, which the federal government hands out now, they pass by your home and download all your phone calls. Everything you're doing is being watched. The Department of Homeland Security contracting for a specially made hollow point bullets for them. All their agents are running around with hollow point bullets, which expand on contact, they'll blow your arm off. There's reasons to be concerned and why the government's so paranoid, not about terrorists, but about us. How many people know that the government has its own data system called MainCore? It has at least 8 million names on of people they call dissidents who will be rounded up in times of emergency. Most people don't know that. The government admits they have it. And who are those people? It might be a guy named Martinez and a guy named Whitehead. So,
right, exactly. Well, this sounds almost like the communist era here in America, where they've got people lined up.
I knew an agent not too long ago. I met him. He's retired, but he looked at me. He said, "John, we're following the Soviet model."
Wow.
He said the word Homeland Security comes from the old Stalin model. And after he talked to me, I was looking at him going, "This is too far out."
Yeah. Well, and I think that's the problem with most Americans. You know, you tell them this stuff and they go, you know, what kind of stuff is, you know, Bill and John on? You know, they're out in la-la land. But, you know, it's like, no, you're in la-la land.
Yes. Yeah, you're sitting and watching. The average American watches 150 hours of television a month. And if you do that, I mean, psychologists are now saying we're facing cultural death because we're watching. The average kid now is up to 8 hours a day on some kind of tablet or cell phone. And if we're doing that, they've got us, because all that information coming through on those devices is controlled by the government or corporations like Google, who has million-dollar contracts with the government to watch us.
Exactly. Well, you know, we're being indoctrinated every step of the way, whether it's our kids in school. You know, John, I just marvel, you know, when they interview these kids on college campuses, and I think of the parents that are spending, you know, $50,000, you know, a year for their children to go to some of these elite schools. And that's just starting. You know, I mean, you know, it could be as much as $75,000, $80,000 a year for them to go. And they ask them basic questions, just like you just said. You know, give me the three levels of government, and they have no idea.
Well, they're more concerned about what words you can't say.
Yeah.
I mean, Christmas this year?
Right.
I've been told about clerks in stores, they've been told, in large chain stores, I can't say the word Christmas. You know what I say to them before I leave? I shout it out, Merry Christmas.
Right.
A group of grade schoolers recently, I was talking to them, and they said they had taboo words they couldn't say. And I said, what words? And she said, I can't say them. I said, can you write it down? And one of the little girls, she was a fourth grader, wrote it down, what was the word guns. And I said, you can't say that word? She said, no. I said, I wanted to grab their civics teacher and say, how do you teach the Second Amendment? How do you teach what that American fighter over in Afghanistan is carrying in his hands? Is that a, and you got to stop? You can't say it?
Right.
Doesn't make any sense, folks. That's why I'm saying it. It looks like our country's going nuts. It looks like it's a nervous breakdown. I'm afraid if we don't pull it back, there could be chaos, and the thing you have to understand, I look at this stuff all the time and I fight it, is that the government's armed to the teeth. They're expecting something. I talk to economists who say they think it's going to be an economic breakdown, possibly the debt you talked about earlier, trillions of dollars in debt to the Chinese, by the way, and countries like that.
Well, yeah, it is. It is a pending disaster, and how we've been able to last this long is beyond me, John. You know, it's just, we're like on borrowed time, it seems.
It's either on borrowed time, but I'm telling people, you can change it. Get up off your duffs, folks. Get together with your neighbors and form committees. Get down to your city council. Run for city government and take over your city governments. Because the federal government's not going to listen to you, but they'll listen to a group of cities who say no.
Exactly.
We're not going to let President Obama send UN officials into my community to look for extremists, which is part of his new Strong Cities program, where we refuse to do that. You can do that. If you don't want tanks in your community and grenade launchers, you can send them back, but it's right. Up to you. Democracy is about one thing, self-government. It starts with you, folks.
Exactly. Well, and that's the problem. I mean, it's our responsibility. I mean, this is a government of, for, and by we the people. We let go of our rights, then the elites take over, and they're happy to take full control. And then, you know, how do you like me now, right?
They're in full control, and they're spending billions of dollars on junk, and we are taxed to the hill. We should be so angry we're ready to fight.
John, this is our money. This is what, you know,
our
just
money.
Disturbs me. This is our
government.
Money. Yeah, and we're paying for this kind of insanity, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure you get yourself a copy of the book, Battlefield America, if you haven't already, from John Whitehead. It is the war on the American people. Blow you away, let me tell you. And also, don't forget to go to the website, Rutherford.com or .org. I'm sorry.
.org.
And make a healthy donation. They're doing such great work there. Happy New Year to you, John, and we will talk in 2016.
Thank you, sir.
Bill Martinez at 2 minutes before the top of the hour, America.
How important is it for you to take your medications at the right time of day? Very important, according to today's AARP health tip. More after this.
Looking to save money on Medicare Part D? Switch your prescriptions to Walgreens. With copays as low as $1, you could be looking at some real savings. And now you can preview the cost of your scripts before you fill with Walgreens' new Medicare prescription copay quote. And that's kind of a big deal. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Quote subject to change and available only for select Part D plans. $1 copay applies to Tier 1 generics.
Some drugs are best used in the morning. Others should be taken in the evening or right before going to bed. There's a science to timing drugs to achieve the greatest benefit with the lowest risk of unpleasant side effects. It's called drug chronotherapy. So never change the timing of your drugs without first discussing it with your doctor or pharmacist. For more, go to AARP.org.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional.
Welcome to
Bill Martinez Live.
Are we on the air? Are we on the air?
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, welcome back, America. Always great to have you along, and thank you so much for spreading the good word as we continue to expand. And we look for great prospects with our expansion coming up in 2016, and we'll be giving you and filling you in on more of the news here in the coming weeks, so stay tuned. Bill Martinez Live comes to you Monday through Friday from 9 to 11 Eastern, 6 to 8 on the West Coast time, and all the other times accordingly, but we are live 9 to 11 Eastern. Monday through Friday. Well, 2015 has been an unusually busy year for the Red Cross, which responded to some 176 large U.S. disasters this year, from major flooding in Texas and South Carolina to wildfires in California. You know, we talk about the major disasters, but there's just a plethora of other disasters, of course, that the Red Cross has been involved in. And what many of us really don't realize is this volunteer organization also responded to some of the most violent attacks that occurred on U.S. soil as well. And here with us to tell us more about what happens on the ground when disaster strikes and how the Red Cross helps is American Red Cross Vice President of Disaster Operations, Brad Kaiserman. Brad, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Good morning. Thanks for having me. I'm well, thanks.
Well, Happy New Year to you. Good to have you with us here to fill us in. You know, the Red Cross just seemingly silently goes about just doing its great work on behalf of the people, and you know, appreciate you being able to come on and, you know, talk about you know, the Red Cross, and, you know, kind of not so much blow your horn, because I know that Red Cross isn't about blowing their horn as much as it is that you know, people need to be aware, because you know, people very faithfully give to the Red Cross, and you guys do a lot of great work.
We do. It's and I appreciate you saying that. It's the Red Cross is a nearly all volunteer organization, and it is funded 100% by donor dollars. And so it's not so much a matter of blowing anybody's horn. It's a matter of recognizing that the American people come out to help each other when they most need help. Just over this last holiday weekend that we're going through right now, some really unusual, if not unprecedented, weather. This morning we have 30 shelters open nationwide with nearly 30 1,300 people in those shelters in nine states, and that's being driven by tornadoes, blizzards, floods, wildfires, and multifamily fires just in the last 96 hours. And so all of that work, the people manning those shelters, the people providing food and doing the feeding operations, the folks who are sitting down with folks today trying to help them with casework and seeing if they need some money to help get by for the next couple of days, a place to stay, maybe they need mental health counseling. That's all volunteers. It's all neighbors helping neighbors, and it's all being funded by donors. And people like you and me, large corporations, no gift too small. But that's what's happening, and it really is. Whether you're volunteering for the Red Cross or you're working for Salvation Army or the Southern Baptists or faith-based organization, all of that, those groups, that entire volunteer organizational network, really are out there to help the whole community.
Yeah, and Brad, I'm glad you said that. It's neighbors helping neighbors, because that's really what it's all about. I mean, you know, you put the rallying cry up, and the neighbors respond, the people who are not directly affected, but they're affected in their neighborhood, and they're there to support the Red Cross's efforts and come together, you know, to help their neighbors who suddenly have found themselves in a terrible situation.
Well, I'll give you a good example. There's 70,000 home fires each year. 2,500 Americans die in those fires. So I want you to imagine for a second, your house is burnt down. You've literally run out of your home in the middle of the night, maybe carrying your children in your arms, and you're standing on the street as the firefighters are rolling up the hoses, having put the fire out, but your home is in ashes. And there is a Red Cross person there next to you, giving you a blanket and helping you find a place to stay for the night, maybe giving you a debit card with some money on it so that you can get some food and some goods to help you bridge. That's your neighbor, right? That's it may not be your next-door neighbor, but that's somebody from your community, your county, your city, and that's happening all over the country 70,000 times a year.
How many Red Cross volunteers do you have out there, Brent?
You know, we've got about 50,000 volunteers on the books. Some of them are more active than others. On any given day, when I look at readiness statistics, I've got about 3,000 people who've gone online and said, I'm ready to help now, send me. But in addition to those folks, we have volunteers who are in every chapter in every community who are responding to these home fires every day. They're working with our partners to install smoke detectors. You know, we've installed nearly 215,000 smoke detectors this year alone. In the last year and a half, those smoke detectors have saved 39 lives. We've done that with our partners, and that's all Red Cross volunteers that 50,000 people or so who are out there and ready to help. And, you know, people do show up event-based, right? So when I was out in California, I saw folks who came out. Like you said, they weren't affected by the fires. They were spared. They hadn't volunteered before, but they wanted to help their neighbors, and so they came out and volunteered with the Red Cross.
Well, if people want to volunteer like this, I mean, that's a good point. Say, hey, look, I'm seeing my community having problems here. I want to help out. I've got some time and resources. How do they get involved?
So there's a number of different ways to get involved. You can always call 800-RED-CROSS, and we can connect you with your local chapter or region. You can also go online at redcross.org, both to get connected and to learn how to help. There's a number of things people can do. First of all, as we've been talking about, you can donate your time. You can be a volunteer. And again, whether it's staying in your community to install a smoke detector for an hour or two over the weekend, or whether it's deploying from wherever you live out to California or Texas or a place that needs help for a couple of weeks, you can do that as a volunteer. You can also give blood, right? That's a gift from the heart, and you can save a life. It takes 10 minutes to give a pint of blood, and you can save someone's life that way. And you can donate money, right? No gift is too small. People can go on to redcross.org or call that 800-RED-CROSS number, and every bit helps to pay for the operation of those shelters, the acquisition of the food. We maintain warehouses throughout the country with shelf-stable meals and comfort kits and the sorts of things that people need in the immediate aftermath of a disaster. So those are some of the ways that people can help.
And it's a great way to be a part of the solution, which is what this show is all about. Brad, sadly, in the midst of all this goodwill, the Red Cross responds to many disasters, and we alluded to this at the opening, but you're also involved in an increase in violent incidents as well, so it's not just natural disasters. I mean, we got some, you know, crazy stuff that's being manifest in our country that the Red Cross, thank God, they're there to help out as well.
Well, you're right. And like you said, it's about being part of the solution. And so as the threats to the country evolve, so does the Red Cross. And so, you know, for these types of emergencies, like we've seen this year in Charleston, South Carolina, and Roseburg, Oregon, and in San Bernardino, California, we really coordinate closely with local officials. These types of events are so sensitive and so delicate. You know, we don't fundraise against those types of events because it's just totally inappropriate. And so what we're really doing is our mental health specialists are out there to help people who survived the event or witnessed the event or who were impacted by it cope with those tragedies. And we're also very quietly in the background, often feeding and providing beverages and snacks to the first responders, those firefighters, police officers, emergency medical technicians who are out there on the front line helping people. They're the first responders. And so we do our part where we can to help them so they can help others.
Brad, you know, we talked about 176 disasters. These are major disasters. I mean, there's a lot of, like you say, you know, fires, other things that have happened that, you know, might be a little bit more concentrated in smaller communities. But, and you yourself, I mean, you've experienced this at the ground level. What is your perspective when you see that you're part of an organization like the Red Cross that is a solution-based organization that's there to help out?
So to give you a great example of that, I was on the ground for the Rocky Fire in California this past summer. I was in a place called Cobb up in Lake County, California, and I stood on a mountaintop there where the fire had roared through at about 65 miles per hour. I talked to one gentleman whose 13-year-old daughter literally jumped in their truck and drove it down a mountain at about 65 miles an hour so that she could avoid being consumed by those flames, and I saw families standing in these ash-covered lots that used to be their homes, and just the skeleton of a truck or what used to be a truck and what used to be a driveway sifting through the ash, trying to find some remnants of their lives. And in the same way that you see those horrific scenes of despair and tragedy, what I also see every single time is people helping people and neighbors helping neighbors. And so people are able to rise up out of the ashes because of that. And that's inspiring. And I do see it in every community.
Absolutely. Well, he is the Vice President of Disaster Operations, Brad Kaiserman, with the American Red Cross. You can go to redcross.org for more information. And thank you so much, Brad, for being with us. 18 before the top of the hour right now, America.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
How important is it for you to take your medications at the right time of day? Very important, according to today's AARP health tip. More after this.
Looking to save money on Medicare Part D? Switch your prescriptions to Walgreens. With copays as low as $1, you could be looking at some real savings. And now you can preview the cost of your scripts before you fill with Walgreens' new Medicare prescription copay quote. And that's kind of a big deal. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Quote subject to change and available only for select Part D plans. $1 copay applies to Tier 1 generics.
Some drugs are best used in the morning. Others should be taken in the evening or right before going to bed. There's a science to timing drugs to achieve the greatest benefit with the lowest risk of unpleasant side effects. It's called drug chronotherapy. So never change the timing of your drugs without first discussing it with your doctor or pharmacist. For more, go to AARP.org.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Bill Martinez Live.
Tell me just what you want me to be. One, yeah, and whom you're the other.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. You want to drop me an email, comes to me, direct Bill at Bill Martinez Live, and we encourage you. Your opinion really counts here. There's no political correctness. You've got to get involved in the conversation if we're going to get this country back on track. We need everybody. This is a bipartisan event. This is about the United States, unhyphenated. It's about us coming shoulder to shoulder and back to back for the cause of this country, the cause of our families, to get us back together and get us back on track. With us right now is my good friend Tom Cerutnik. Tom is a former defensive nose guard and team captain for the USC Trojans. He played with greats like Marcus Allen, Ronnie Lott, and Bruce Matthews. He was a founding member of the Power Team that traveled around the world doing demonstrations of strength as they shared the gospel. And today, Tom is ministering as an evangelist, winning souls for Jesus throughout the world and on high school and college campuses. And we got some good news here recently. For those of you who may or may not know Tom's story, Tom is very Rudy-like. I mean, he's been. It's been said that Tom Cerutnik is the Rudy of the USC Trojan, you know, celebrated history. So I'm excited for you, Tom, that they're going to do a movie about you.
got a movie underway, and it looks like we're going to call it Fight On, the Tommy Trojan Story.
Uh-huh.
And being my name's Tommy, and I am a Trojan, maybe we can get away with it.
Yeah, I think so. It might work. You don't have to worry about copywriting anything or running into any kind of copyright conflicts. Well, Tom, you know, you and I have been dear friends for a long time, and
cases, people are paying for $600, $500, $700, $200 is the average, and you know, the number of, that you actually watch are very small. So therefore, we've talked about this on your program. Young mm-hmm. people, they move out of their parents' homes in droves. It's just not part of their life. They're not signing up for the monopoly, the local cable monopoly.
Exactly.
The bundling. They're used to being able to control their entertainment, news, sports choices. So they're signing up for, you know, the streaming services, which now the biggest are Netflix, Amazon Prime, Sling TV, and they have devices. Of course, they watch it on their mobile devices, tablets and smartphones and computers. But if they watch it on an actual television set, they either have a smart TV or they have Apple TV.
Apple TV, yes,
Chromecast.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Amazon has the Fire Stick or Roku. And so the choices are controlled. The biggest thing is it's a la carte. And when you study it, the biggest entertainment companies in the world, they're called the Big Seven. They control Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Disney, Viacom, CBS Corp, Time Warner, 21st Century Fox, Sony, Comcast, which owns NBC Universal, last year in 2015 lost $50 billion in value collectively.
Wow.
Which is attributed to cord cutting. Shockingly, Disney, half of its net profit comes from ESPN. And ESPN has been losing subscriber income in droves, all because they've resisted this. Now, there's a real novel company called Sling TV mm-hmm. that was started by the Dish Network. And this thing is a subscription-based. It's sort of a hybrid because it costs a little bit more than, say, Netflix.
Right.
But it specializes in giving you kind of the equivalent of what you'd get for basic cable.
Wow.
For $20 a month.
Wow.
So you get a 23-channel lineup. It includes ESPN. Includes a lot of things that people would watch. The only news channel I noticed in the basic package was Bloomberg. But I'll tell you, conservatives have to question.
Exactly.
Okay, a lot of them will get a cable bundle just to get Fox News. And what has happened to Fox News? Other than certain primetime shows, Fox News is getting indistinguishable with CNN.
You're exactly right.
And so therefore, why subsidize them? And there's Fox increasingly has a big online presence. I mean, it doesn't have, similar to ESPN, without subscribing to something, you can't get Fox legitimately. With the video on demand, just about everything that you want to watch on Fox is there. But there's a whole number. Newsmax TV is an option. There's a 24-hour internet and satellite channel. There's One America News Now out of San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
They have a streaming concept. Brent Bozell has one. WorldNet Daily has one. I mean, there's really some things to explore, particularly for people who are right of center.
Exactly.
And who want to get the truth. Of course, the best still is talk radio.
Right.
I'd listen to talk radio. I'd listen to Bill Martinez
yes.
over any television show anytime, because that's where you get things that you just don't get at all on any cable channel, including Fox News.
Well, and the thing about us, James, as you appreciate, is the fact that we're so doggone independent. We're not beholden to anybody. So, you know, we can, you know, pursue the truth no matter where it leads legitimately. And this gives us an advantage over some of these other, you know, big corporate offerings that have to be careful where they tread. And he's been saying the same thing. So now I'm going to say, hey, I talked to James and we're cutting cords. He's going, how many years have I been telling you that, you know?
Oh, yeah. The young people will tell us, all of my young people, relatives, kids, mm-hmm. nephews and nieces, they look at you crazy. I mean, the one thing I knew, when I was teaching undergraduates, I remember one day there was someone was telling me, this is years ago, about their favorite program, and I said, well, when is it on? And he looked at me blankly, like, and he said, well, whenever I want it to be on.
That's right.
You know, and that's his world. I grew up in a world where there was an actual time.
There's a schedule, yes. Exactly.
And I know there are some shows that are
right.
that are shown that way, but increasingly it's on demand, and that's the way they think of it. The problem, news and sports have always been the problem for adults because news and sports happen in real time. But
exactly.
Here's a good example. The World Wrestling Network, there actually are huge, millions, as Donald Trump would say, huge number of wrestling, professional wrestling fans around the world. They love it.
Right.
Even though, you know, they know it's choreographed. And these people are athletes who can't do the stuff they do without being athletes.
Right.
But they started a subscription YouTube channel. It's $9.99 a month, WWE Network. And it's the fifth biggest subscription service in the world. It's right behind Netflix, Amazon, Hulu, and Major League Baseball.
Right.
And that just shows you they're really ahead of the game. So you can have these niche subscriptions.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if there were a WWE channel on cable and I had to pay for it, for me, I'm not a fan, so I wouldn't be happy with that. I'd
exactly.
want to body slam the cable company.
Right, right. But in a sense, that's what you're doing now is you're waking up to realize that because of the bundling, you've been paying for a lot of things that you haven't cared. I mean, this is like Obamacare cable style, you know?
It is, and every time there have been some people in Congress, both Republicans and Democrats, who have come up with legislation, hey, we should have a la carte cable. Let's take away this strange, you know, anachronism that's in the cable business, especially since it's a monopoly, and the amazing number of lobbyists come out of the woodwork, and surprisingly, some of them are conservative lobbyists. In other words, there's some obscure, you know, religious programming that is on TV that wouldn't be able to survive if they take away, you know, the bundling.
Right.
Well, my view is, hey, even if I like the stuff, I want to see the free market prevail and not have this coerced consumption, and which creates networks with no viewers. Well, we don't need that. I read, I don't know whether this is true, that CNN gets about half right now of its revenue from the subscriptions.
And that wouldn't surprise me.
From right. advertisers.
Yeah,
and
no, that wouldn't surprise me.
NBC has lost money. I don't believe it's ever made money, that network.
No, I don't think so, yeah.
And so it's a real strange business model that NBC, Universal, Comcast has over there. Still, and, you know, if you have religious conviction and you care about the issue of life and your money's going out to support programming that is anti-life, that's really a
exactly, without a doubt. James Hurston has been with us. James, could be interesting with all the cord cutting going on in 2016. What kind of impact that could have on the 2016 elections? Stay tuned for more details as the conversation will continue. Streaming to revolutionize delivery of entertainment sports news in 2016 as we hear the cords being cut across America. James Hurston on Bill Martinez Live.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.